Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm warmed up. We're warmed up in hour number three, Drive Time with DeRusha, back after a little break. If you want to hear about me dropping my son off, my baby, dropping my baby boy off at college. That's what I was doing over the weekend. Check out the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Drive Time with DeRusha. You can subscribe, like, leave reviews, whatever. We appreciate that. We're also streaming live on YouTube and Facebook and X right now, if you'd like to check that out. Because what's more exciting than watching a couple of guys do a radio show? How about a couple of guys talking about the D-Rush Hour news headline?
The headlines you might have missed without missing a beat. This is your fast pass through the biggest and most impactful stories of the day. Welcome to the D-Rush Hour headlines, starting with the lead.
And we begin with a message to the Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison. You can take TikTok out of my cold, dead hands. Do not take away my TikTok. Attorney General of Minnesota suing TikTok, saying the algorithm is addictive. The features are exploitative. Keith Ellison, in this lawsuit, which is very similar to a lawsuit that the state of Minnesota filed against the parent company of Instagram and Facebook, the allegation is that it is deceptive marketing towards children. That's the bottom line here. A lot of us will look at this through the federal lens, where on the federal level, the conversation has been about national security. But this is strictly about whether TikTok is legally getting kids hooked, legally or illegally getting kids hooked. We'll see what happens. But there are about 25 states that have filed lawsuits. Minnesota has been a co-signer, if you will, on other lawsuits. But will TikTok settle? Will the parent company of TikTok, Chinese ByteDance, will they sell as part of a federal thing? And then what happens with the state lawsuits? Lots of questions here, but that lawsuit news coming out just today from the AG. Next up on the lead is the reverberations from a judge that had the courage to stand up and basically tell lawmakers that they went too far. When the Democratic trifecta had a 1,400-page mega bill last year, that bill had a provision that struck down binary triggers on guns. It allows two bullets to be fired with one pull and release. The lawsuit outlawed them. They were used in the deadly police shooting in Burnsville. But the judge that threw this law out wasn't upset about the merits of the law. He was upset about the way it was done, and that provision was rammed into a 1,400-page spending and policy bill that was approved in the closing minutes of the 2024 session, the trifecta session. And we asked our legal analyst, Joe Tamburino, if he agreed with the ruling.
Finally, we have a judge who says, you know what? Our state constitution has a single subject and title clause, which says that you shouldn't have a bunch of bills that aren't related to each other in one big omnibus bill. If you have a bill that says it's all about government funding, you can't sneak in there regulations on alcohol. If you have a bill on regulations of tobacco, you can't sneak in there that $500 million is going to be spent in something in outstate Minnesota. It has to be germane, all these proposals. And this is not about gun control or lack thereof. This is simply about legislation. And it's a prime example, again, of our legislature not doing their job. Because if you read, and I have it in front of me now, Judge Castro's a long decision. He goes over all the facts very well, talks about how back with the omnibus tax bill last year, that literally this thing was shoved in at the last minute and passed within 15 minutes, and it was not germane to other parts of the bill. So I think this is legally a very good decision, and it's telling the public and the legislature, don't do this again. Don't mix up all these bills.
The judge in this case did not throw out the whole bill, the whole omnibus bill, but he did invite a higher court to do just that. Writing, the court respectfully suggests if there has ever been a time for the, quote, draconian result of invalidating the entire law, that time is now. Next, when you go to BestBuy.com, soon you'll be seeing sports apparel and Martha Stewart kitchenware alongside electronics. Best Buy's trying to figure it out. All of the old school retailers are trying to figure it out. And Best Buy is re-entering the third-party marketplace. I don't know if you've ever gone on to Walmart.com or Target.com. And you see the typical Target stuff, but then you see some things on the website where you're like, what's this? Never saw that at a Target store. It is what's called a marketplace. Best Buy is saying that this should give them a deeper product selection. So a larger selection of laptops, more gaming accessories, products that they wouldn't carry in the store. But then it'll also carry other stuff like furniture, sports apparel. Today, shoppers use Amazon, they use Walmart. Target said that last year they made $1 billion in their third-party marketplace. The way it works is people like Dan Cook, who are sellers, apply to Best Buy and then get their stuff on the website just like anybody else. 1,500 sellers. You're not in. Are you 1,500 sellers?
Not that you know.
Okay. Yeah, you know. The initial launch will have 500 sellers, but more than 1,500 have been accepted. We'll see. Tough times, obviously, as so many of us upgraded our tech during the pandemic. And then we try to ride that stuff out until it straight up dies. Not great if you sell electronics and technology. And one more note. In the lead, and that is a name for the amphitheater near Canterbury Park. We don't have enough great outdoor amphitheaters, and Shakopee is getting a beauty. 19,000 music venue, 19,000 seats under construction in Shakopee. And Mystic Lake, it just makes so much sense. Mystic Lake, right up the street. The casino hotel getting the naming rights. So this is near Canterbury Park. It's part of, man, so much change down in Shakopee. Because Canterbury Park, they've got a huge restaurant complex right smack up against the track. And now they're going to have this music venue and all of this stuff. Mystic Lake Amphitheater expected to host its first concerts next summer. It's pretty big, 19,000. I mean, that gets you into summertime where you're like, all right, those sorts of concerts that have been at Target Field, where else can they go? State Fair. Otherwise, that's about it. So outside the fair, this will be a pretty cool venue. Shakopee making some moves. Both Shakopee and Blaine, we've seen lots of growth and lots of creativity there. That is page, that's page one. We call it the lead. Next up, page two. Page two of the D-Rush Hour News headlines, where we'll talk about a new owner for one of the local TV stations. Could a sauna reduce the risk of firefighters getting cancer? And Potato Olay's news. One of us when we come back.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
D Rush Hour News Headlines, page 2, and we begin with news of a new owner, potentially, for Care 11.
At Care 11, we're committed to telling the stories of this very special place. Finding the heart of this community is our responsibility. Telling the stories, our privilege.
Wow, that sounds like Epcot Center, some sort of Epcot Center intro. Nexstar, New York Times reporting, giant local TV company, said it was going to buy Tegna for $6.2 billion. And the issue here that affects the federal government is there used to be limits on the number of TV stations that you could own. The federal government sort of limited this. Tegna owns 64 TV stations, overlaps with Nexstar in 35 different markets. Nexstar, if this deal closes, would oversee 265 television stations in 44 states and Washington, D.C. The issue from Nexstar's perspective, which is fascinating, is that 25 years ago, yes, local TV was only competing against other local TV. And so, yes, there was an antitrust reason to prohibit TV stations from having giant ownership. Today, TV stations are competing against Google and Meta and everybody else in the information economy. Of course, all of this is political. The chief executive of Nexstar praised President Trump and his FCC chairman, which you can ask CBS if doing a little bit of kissing of the ring is helpful. Local TV, you know, you've seen newspapers struggle around the United States, but local TV has stayed fairly resilient. In 2024, Nexstar generated $5.4 billion in revenue, nearly 10% increase in the previous year. Could a sauna reduce the risk of firefighters developing cancer?
Are you pronouncing the word sauna correctly in Finnish? It is sauna, not sauna or sauna.
I'm going to say sauna. I'm going to call it sauna. Really fascinating research going on here. Minneapolis Fire Department adding saunas into its stations. The idea is that saunas may prevent toxins from being absorbed. Does anybody see like a firefighter saying, I'm going to step into the sauna? Because like, I don't want that guy or gal coming to fight a fire. Well, yeah, sauna.
Correctly in Finnish.
No, stop it. So hitting the sauna may prevent...
It is sauna.
Okay, all right. Toxins may be prevented from being absorbed into their skin. So you go to a fire, you get all this smoke all around your body, and then you take a sauna.
It is sauna.
Okay. The fire chief, Brian Tyner, was recently diagnosed with cancer. Brian's been in the department for 31 years. He's hoping this can help. Avoid the elevated cancer risk. Steve Shapiro, former St. Paul firefighter and cancer survivor, helped raise the money to purchase these. So far, 5 are in 14 stations. And there is research going on with a physician at the Health Partners Institute who studied St. Paul firefighters. And we're still waiting for all of that research to come back. Potato Olays, they are now officially one of us.
There's a whole lot of Mexican going on at Taco John's.
Taco John's headquarters is now in St. Louis Park. Axios Twin Cities reporting this. Star Tribune. This is big news. Why is this such big news? I mean, it's fine, right? Like, I'm all for a headquarters. You know, I love a job. I love a corporate headquarters. I've been to the Taco John's Franchise Support Center. Where do you come down on Taco John's? I know Dan Cook. I feel like Taco John's would be in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, not really. I mean, potato Olays are fine, but I'm more of a Taco Bell guy.
Are they significantly different?
Apparently.
I was impressed by this franchise support center. They have a big test kitchen there. They got chefs coming up with new menus. It's pretty cool. This new CEO is Heather Neary. She was hired last year. She quietly moved the company to the Twin Cities. It was headquartered in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and now it's in the shops at West End in one of the office towers over there. So kind of cool. You know, why would you want to be in Cheyenne, Wyoming? Trying to fly to some of the locations. Cheyenne has one direct flight to Denver, MSP Airport. We have a 170. Take that, Cheyenne. Plus, we are sort of franchise central. If you think about it, Dairy Queen, Caribou Coffee, we were Buffalo Wild Wings, Great Clips, headquartered here. A lot of franchises. Very interesting. Who made the cut for Monopoly's St. Paul edition?
Whew! I haven't had so much fun since I started playing my Monopoly game, because now I'm in a new game, free parking.
Free parking. This is like kudos to Monopoly for getting some publicity on this stuff. They got the Wabasha Street Caves. They got Cafe Latte, the Twin Cities German Immersion School. What a load. Why is the German Immersion School? When you think of St. Paul destinations, do you think of that? Boca Chica, that's good. They should be on there. Can-Can Wonderland, yes. St. Paul Brewing, sure. Hmongtown Marketplace, yes. Anchor Paper, that works. Mears Park, Como Park Zoo, St. Paul Winter Carnival. A lot of good. A lot of good stuff. Blaze Credit Union. Sure, I guess. Sure. Fine. They must have paid. Some of these had to pay for this, right? This is all like they're trying to make us think it's really cool, but it's really just like some kind of Twin Cities Pioneer Press writing about it. The big fancy items. What's the most expensive property on the board? And I don't like this one bit. So Park Place and Boardwalk have become CHS Field. Stupid. And the Cathedral of St. Paul. I mean, the cathedral is amazing, but like suggesting, I guess like it's a little too close to the buying of indulgences for my taste, like not to get all, I'm not trying to go Renaissance era here in the CCO radio commentary, but a little too close to me. You can get this thing at, Can-Can Wonderland, Cafe Latte, Hmongtown Marketplace, among other locations. That is page two, and that's the D Rush Hour. We do this every day at 5. We would love if you would subscribe to the podcast, and you can get up to date on some of our favorite headlines of the day every day, wherever you get podcasts. When we come back, I want to talk a little more about the absolute performative, goofy, pretend outrage of the day where people are pretending to be mad that Ayesha Chugtai said the F word and directed it towards Jacob Fry. I'll explain why I don't agree with what she's saying. And I don't agree with those of you who are freaking out about it. We'll be back.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.